The heart goes boom on Bombshell Radio.
That's the brand new one from The Vaccines. I'm Over It, right here on The Heart Goes Boom. Hi, I'm Alex Green. I'm the DJ of this program, and my goal is to make your heart go boom. Aw, that's the point of the show. Yeah, it works on the radio. Don't try that in a bar. What are you looking at, she says to you. Oh, nothing. I'm just trying to figure out how to make your heart go boom. And then she'll go, gross. And her boyfriend will go, what? And then he'll take you outside and beat the hell out of you. And it shows you what trying to make someone's heart goes boom will get you these days. I am Alex Green. This is The Heart Goes Boom. This is the show. This is where we get down to business. We try to make things happen. We try to move the needle of our consciousness. Wait, we don't do that actually at all. I don't know how to do that. I just play records. And I say stuff. Occasionally, I refer to things in my life. Occasionally, I refer to things in your life. And occasionally, I refer to things in popular culture. Like, for example, I spoke last week about the new 50 Shades of Grey movie, the powerful third installment in that sexy trilogy. I call it the Lord of the Rings of the Groin, is what I call it. It's a series of very stupid films, and I went after it pretty hard. I went harder at the 50 Shades franchise than I did at Star Wars, but I do hate them both equally. I hate Star Wars for what it used to be and what it became, and I hate 50 Shades of all that stuff because it was always stupid. At any rate, I went off last week. I said, look, I don't think it's the right time for these movies to come out. I think they should be shelved. I think there's a lot of awareness around sexual harassment, sexual assault, and the Me Too movement is very powerful and inspiring. And I feel like the 50 Shades movies just kind of diminished those efforts. I know. I'm putting too much importance on those movies, but Hollywood seems to be very aware these days of what's going on between men and women and between everybody, really. But I'm glad about that. But 50 Shades of Grey seems like a couple steps backwards. You know, I watched the trailer and it was like, oh, look, there's the gray guy and there's his girlfriend, who in this movie apparently is his wife. And there they are, and they're somewhere in Europe, and they're driving around a mountain, and it's very beautiful, and it's a gorgeous day, and the wind is blowing in their hair. It looks like sort of like a car commercial, a lifestyle, and a dream wish of a happy ending. Right? And you're like, that's awesome. And then it cuts to their beautiful home and they're doing stuff around the house. She's making coffee. He's, you know, on the phone with work. He's doing an account in Brazil or something, and he's telecommuting and they're coexisting and it's great. And then boom, we're in their bedroom and she's on her knees and she's wearing barely anything. And he's standing over her like the Lord of Anger. And he's like, are you ready for the special game that we do together? And she's like, yes, grandpa, or whatever she says. Yes, general sex. And he's like, okay, let's do it. And then, you know, they do some light BDSM, you know, master servant kind of thing. And that's that. I made fun of it. It's called 50 Shades Freed. Is that what it's called? Or 50 Shades Freer? 50 Free Shades down at Bill's Drapes? I don't know. Anyway, it just seemed stupid to me. And it seemed a little tone deaf. And I thought that, the movie shouldn't be out. Pull that thing. Get it out of there. Shelve it. And then years from now, bring it out, dust it off, and show it at the sexual harassment irony film festival, where people will watch it and go, I cannot believe they were serious when they made that. Look how far we've come. And people will pat each other on the shoulder and make out in the bushes. I don't know. That's what they do at that film festival. The point is, I just think the movie is something that we, you know, shouldn't have to be wrangling with at this point. You heard me say this last week. I apologize for being redundant, but it's important because I got more letters than I've ever gotten in my entire life based on my protesting of this movie. All of the letters were basically telling me I'm an idiot and I don't understand love, apparently, because that movie depicts real love. Shannon from Mountain View, California writes, Dear Alex, apparently you've never experienced real love. Apparently you've also never experienced trust with your partner. And apparently you clearly hate yourself, because if you didn't, you would understand the beauty and the fragility in giving somebody control over you. Shannon, that makes zero sense to me. Karen from Birmingham, Alabama writes, Dear Alex, the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy is the most moving, passionate, and sexy group of movies I've ever seen. I don't know why you don't understand how beautiful they are. Something tells me you're one of those guys. One of what guys? One of the guys that doesn't like the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy? Yes, you are right. I'm one of those guys. April writes from Montana. Apparently no city. She just lives in the state, all over it, wherever she likes. She makes her home in that state, and she writes the following. Dear Alex, it doesn't surprise me you don't like the 50 Shades of Grey movies. You are a cold man with a cold heart. So as you can see, a lot of people not happy with me about the 50 Shades of Grey hatred that I'm spreading throughout the world. But what can I do? I see those scenes and they make me wince. I like those actors. I like Dakota Johnson. I like the guy who plays Jamie Dornan. Is that his name? I like that guy. He's good. I like them both. And apparently in this movie, her dark past or his dark past, someone has a dark past in that movie, and it catches up to them and it ruins their idyllic lifestyle. So while they're doing their special things to each other, they're worried They're worried that there's somebody out there lurking in the bushes. I can't concentrate when you're whipping me because I think that Brian is outside with a knife. Oh, yeah. Look, it tickles a little bit, but I'm concerned because I hear something and I think it might be Brian out there. I think he's out of prison and I think he's tiptoeing around our estate. Mr. Gray, I'm going to have to stop you right there with that little beating you're giving me. I'm sorry, I can't focus because I just have a weird sense that Brian got parole. That's apparently what the movie's about. And I guess the two of them have to battle him for real. Ain't no safe word with Brian. When you're kicking Brian's ass, there's no safe word. There's nothing that Brian can utter in the form of a word of any kind that will make you stop. You gotta take that guy out so you can get back to whipping each other lovingly. Speaking of that, coconut water. Okay, I'll tell you what. If you put our nuts in your mouth, we'll take you to see the 50 Shades of Grey movie. Oh, that's a compromise if I ever heard one. That's very kind. What's with the we, though? Everything just got creepier. Let's get to the music before this gets totally out of control. Good that I had the sense to stop it before it went overboard. Right? All right. This is Drewford, Alabama. Enjoy them right here on The Heart Goes Boom.
Don't you know time? town. I got your name on my collar. I'm wearing you about. Can I take you out to see the sea? Can I hear another story, please? Are you led to the assumption that your company is something that I need? Too fast. I know we're living in the city. Well, here we won't last. There's a little place near here. I like to go and see the skies clear. Well, you could come with me and tell me that I am the only one you don't fear. Hey, I'll only stay.
one thing I know. Hallelujah. I went for a walk. There were headlights in the dark. I want a man died in a pickup truck. Took a girl from the Walmart parking lot. Thanks for coming out, guys. Thank you. We've been on tour for the last 2 months, and this is our first time back home in New York, where we belong. So thank you. Thanks for making us feel welcome.
It's the Felice Brothers, and before that, the Jungle Giants with Mr. Polite, right here on The Heart Goes Boom. Apparently, I'm not Mr. Polite, according to some of my listeners out there. They're still outraged. You guys are outraged by certain things I don't like. For example, Jackie from Austin, Texas writes, "Dear Alex, I can't believe you don't like Star Wars. I can't believe you don't like Harry Potter books. And I can't believe you don't like 50 Shades of Grey. How un-American, dude." Well, Jackie, it's not un-American because, you know, the author of Harry Potter is from England. The author of the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy is from England. And Star Wars is, you know, from space. Nothing American in there. So it's not un-American at all. But yeah, I don't like people walking around if they're over 20. With a Harry Potter book. Oh, I'm catching up on the Harry Potter series. Really? You don't think that it's important to read Death in Venice? You think maybe it's good to walk around the train station with a Harry Potter book? What does that say about you? Well, it says that I'm catching up. I'm catching up on Harry Potter. I can't enter into my adult life without having read Harry Potter. You expect me to raise children without having read Harry Potter? Have you knocked out the Charles Dickens oeuvre? Have you blazed your way through the George Orwell canon? And you're like, what's left? Well, I've done the hard stuff. Now comes the fun stuff. It's time for Harry Potter. I was on a date once with a girl and she was like, oh, are you into Hogwarts? And I go, no, not into anything that has to be burned off at a doctor's office. No thanks. And she's like, no, Hogwarts, Harry Potter. And I go, what? What is that? What is Hogwarts? And she's like, it's the school with all the different divisions. She goes, which division do you think you would be in? And I said, well, I don't really know. And she goes, oh, well, I can already tell that you'd be a Ravenclaw. And I'm like, Ravenclaw? I saw them open for Mastodon back in 2007. Yeah, that date went nowhere. She was a Harry Potter, how do you say, lunatic. I never saw her again. And she was wrong. I'm a Gryffindor. I'll tell you what else I am. I'm not a fast driver. I'm not a slow driver, but I'm not a fast driver. I'm not one of those guys that you get in my car and you're terrified. You see a dark side that wasn't there before. You're like, that guy's funny. He's nice. You get into his car and he's possessed by the devil. He seems to have a thirst for speed. and a quest for danger. That's not me. That's not me at all. You know, sometimes you see a side to someone's personality that you did not see coming. When they operate machinery, they operate it angrily. You're like, good God. Even the way people vacuum sometimes, they seem sweet and kind, and then they're vacuuming with malice. Like they're trying to suck the earth up into the bag. And you're like, wow, that person seemed so sweet, but they clearly are grappling with a brand of darkness that I've never come across. It seems like they are in a fight for their life with the darkest forces that course through this universe. Yeah, you can extrapolate that just through someone's vacuuming techniques and the way they drive as well. Any kind of machinery, leaf blower, yeah, that counts. You ever see somebody at the blender and you're like, wow, they're making that smoothie with a very specific self-hatred. They seem like they're under the shadow on that one. Their hand is clenched. They're holding that machine. It's kind of rocking underneath their palm. And you're like, something's going to blow. The top of that blender is going to blow off. There'll be smoothie all over this kitchen. Or that person's heart's going to explode right inside their chest. There's too much anger in that kitchen. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not one of those people. I drive. I'm kicking back. I'm operating a big machine, and I'm not in any kind of hurry to get where I need to go. I'm like, whatever happens. What am I going to save 3 minutes? I don't need to save 3 minutes and get pulled over. But here's the thing. So I'm driving today, and I'm under the speed limit. Everything's fine. It's dark. My lights are on. I've got everything is perfect, right? I've broken no laws. And then boom, I see behind me a police officer flashing the lights, and I'm like, "What have I done? What's happened? I've done something clearly, because this guy behind me seems to think that an offense has been made." So I pull over, and I'm like, "What's he gonna say? What have I done?" Is he going to be like, "I'm sorry, are you listening to the Stone Roses' Second Coming album? Get out of the car, you son of a bitch." That's all I could think of. Yeah, I was listening to that, by the way. Anyway, he passed right by me. Wasn't me. I was fine. You know? That's so Ravenclaw. I know. There's a show. That's so Ravenclaw. Raven Simone. Wearing some cute Harry Potter glasses. I might watch that show. Anyway, I don't know why I thought I did something wrong. I did nothing wrong. I think sometimes when you think you're actively doing nothing wrong, that's when you think you're doing something wrong. And the something wrong you're doing is thinking, oh, look at me doing nothing wrong. Yeah, play that part back later in the night, and you'll stay up for a few hours. The heck was he talking about? Yeah, it's true, though. I'm telling you. When you think you've done nothing, that's when you're doing something, because you're thinking you've done nothing. Good God. I'm going to go to the kitchen here in the studio and make a passive smoothie. No passive smoothies in that 50 Shades of Grey movie. Make me a smoothie. Yes, Sheriff. Because he's the sheriff of her heart. Valentine's Day has never been more repulsive. I'm Alex Green. This is The Heart Goes Boom, and this is the brand new one from Augie March.
Daughter of my father, I was the color of a half-lit moon riding down sunset, making records at night. There's a calling in my gut, and I have to just follow it. I was a girl in New York City, collecting stories like I'm saving money, just hanging it on the wall. We didn't care at all, 'cause caring meant that we weren't invincible. Where is the line between all this joy and all this sorrow? It helps you get from here to there to tomorrow. What do I know? What do I know? I know that I want to see where this thing will go. Let's resurrect that biggest feeling, getting hit with something strong and hot, with our wine-stained teeth than some dirty little habits. I would never change a thing, just the way I got out of it. Where is the line between all this joy and all this sorrow? Who do you know that helps you get from here to there to tomorrow? What do I know? What do I know? I know that I want to see where this thing will go. And you never tried to change it, you just wanted who I was. Where is the line between all this joy and all this sorrow? Who do you know that helps you get from here to there to tomorrow? What do I know?
It's Nora George right here on The Heart Goes Boom before that Lighthouse and the Wailer. By the way, Nora George is my guest on the next Stereo Embers, the podcast. Yeah, I interviewed her. We talked. We chatted for about an hour. And she was just lovely. Just the loveliest. I love talking to her. She was just so sweet. And what did we talk about? We talked about having kids, which I don't have. We talked about Weird Al. And we talked about vocal perfection. There's your teaser trailer for that chat. And at one point, she was talking about her kids and what they listen to and what they read. And she was like, "Yeah, a lot of Harry Potter. Don't you love Harry Potter?" And I was like, "Totally. I am so a Ravenclaw." No, I'm joking. None of that happened at all. We didn't talk about Harry Potter, but we did talk about Weird Al. The other stuff is true. And she was great. And Nora George, coming up. That's coming up on Stereo Embers. Who else? Mark Bryan from Hootie and the Blowfish. Who else? Who else we got? We got a bunch of cool people. We also have Cloud Castle Lake, Allison Moyet. What do you want? Jay-Z? I'm working on it. Give me a couple weeks to figure out how to do that. But cool people. Yeah, it's what we do here at the show. We talk to musicians because it's our job. Let's get you one, okay? It's time for the Heart Goes Boom's job tip of the week.
It's the Heart Goes Boom job tip of the week.
All right, our job this week is in London. We do a lot of those, don't we? It's in London. Who doesn't want to live in London? That's a cheap city. I think your buck goes quite a bit of distance in that rainy city. I think you you will find that if you land in London with hardly any money, no foreseeable job prospects, and literally knowing nobody, I guarantee you that within 17 hours, you'll be back at home at your parents' house, hoping you'll get your lifeguard job back. Yeah, London's a cruel city if you have no money. That's true. But this job, they say it's competitive when it comes to the salary. So I think you'll be making more than your old lifeguard gig. What are you going to be doing at this place? And what is this place? Well, they're called Blue Raincoat Music. You'll be a key part of a team looking after a roster of internationally successful techno DJs, electronic music, and ambient rock artists. You will support the managers and artists in all areas of their work and careers. The company is a lot of fun, expanding rapidly, and has a great reputation. Just don't answer the phone here at Blue Raincoat Music and say, "Oh, famous Blue Raincoat Music. May I ask who's calling? That'll get you fired. You need great organizational skills, online diaries, invoicing, keeping financial records. Are you good at that? Well, then that's good. They want you to be. All right, what else? Well, are you good at using spreadsheets, logistics, and travel bookings? Well, that's even better because they want that too. You won't enjoy the job, they say, if you're not patient, calm, love all kinds of contemporary music, and love working as part of a team. This is a demanding and fulfilling role, and it won't suit an entry-level applicant. Relevant experience will be considered a strong part of your application, all right? Applications are encouraged irrespective of any individual's sex, race, religion, origin, or House of Hogwart. I hope you're listening, Hufflepuffs. All right, email your CV and your cover letter to info@blueraincoatmusic.com. Again, cover letter and a CV to info@blueraincoatmusic.com. The deadline is Wednesday, the 31st of January. So you got a little bit of time, but don't get too relaxed about that. Get that job application in. And if you get that job, drop us a line here at The Heart Goes Boom, because if you score a job through The Heart Goes Boom's job tip of the week, we're getting on a plane. Me, Hannah, the cat, the microphones, my funky sunglasses, my satchel filled with Harry Potter books, and we're coming to your house to broadcast live an episode of The Heart Goes Boom from your kitchen. It'll be a blast. Trust me. Okay? All right. Drop us a line. editor@stereoembersmagazine.com or on Twitter @embersEditor and let us know how the job search has gone. Okay? All right. By request, Rachel from New Zealand wants to hear the Roulettes. Well, here's the brand new one by them. It's Stealing Electricity right here on The Heart Goes Boom. It's Are We Static right here on The Heart Goes Boom. You know who's not static? Us here at The Heart Goes Boom. We're not static at all. We have a lot of things happening this year. Let me tell you some of those things. We have a winner for our coffee mug design, and we'll be debuting that in February on the website. What website, you're asking? Well, the new Alex Green website. I can't give you the URL yet because it's not live. So I would tell it to you, and you'd go there, and there'd be a picture of a polar bear, like, sipping a Slurpee, and it'll say, cool down, this site's coming, because you've seen that before, that you've probably always seen that anytime you go to a site that's not ready yet. The polar bear, cool down, bro, site's coming, things will be heating up pretty soon. Anyway, we'll be having a very comprehensive Alex Green site with everything I do, the books, the articles, the appearances, the radio shows, the breakfast cereal. Yeah, admit it. You're curious to know what's in it. You probably wouldn't eat it, but you're curious to know what's in it. Well, you know what? I am too. Anyway, that's the show. Thank you for joining me here on this journey. This particular program. Let's let the journey continue on the next show. I'll be back next week, same time, same place, same jerk behind the mic. That's me. It's my new favorite band, Crystal Cities. Enjoy them right here. on The Heart Goes Boom.
Don't you worry, what's happening is great.